What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show in front of the show, Coach Averyn Brooks of the Lamar Cardinals, Southland Conference, right now. We're on the Boss Man Show. Coach, to the talk to you, man. How you doing down there today, man?
I'm good, Boss Man. I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me on again. I always enjoy talking with you. Enjoy the show. I follow your show. You have a lot of really good guests, a lot of great interviews, a lot of good information you're putting out. Great platform you have here. So, man, I appreciate you having me.
Thanks, Coach. I'll tell you what, man. You're doing well in the Southland Conference, Coach. It was a tough game last night for you, man. But 8-4, a lot of guys over 500 in the conference, 7 teams over 500. And a lot of you busted 8-4, 7-5. Something about the Southland Conference and how tough it is right now, Coach Brooks, and how your team's selling so far.
Well, we're 8-3 in conference play right now.
Yes.
We lost our fourth one the other day, and then but we're doing well. We're doing well. Our guys are playing good. We've got 8 games left. We're down to an 8-game season. We're tied with a number of teams at the number 2 spot. And so we got 4 games at home. We play UTRGV on Saturday night, and we got Corpus Christi on Monday night. And so we're tied in second place with Corpus Christi, as well as Nichols in Southeast Louisiana. If we can take care of business at home, then we've got a chance to finish as a top 2 seed. And the top 2 teams actually go to get a double bye in our league play. And so we'll go straight to the semifinals. And so if you're in the semifinals, you're 40 minutes away from being 40 minutes away from playing for everything, you know? So I like where we are right now. We've had some really good conference road wins. We won at Corpus Christi, at UTRGV early in the schedule. We played them December 5th and 7th. And, we've won a really good road game at Nichols. And then last weekend, we split on the road at Stephen F. Austin. We won, and then we lost by 2 to Southeast Louisiana. So we're in a good spot. We're in a good spot. So
no doubt, Coach. No doubt, Coach. I think what you're doing is a hell of a job, Coach. I really do. Yeah. And your teams always play hard and play tough. It's about that mentality of your team being – I mean, they always look prepared when I watch you all play, Coach Brooks, as well. So about the preparation of your team, paying attention to the scout, having game plan discipline, and just really be locking in on these games that mean so much down the stretch here.
Right, right. I appreciate that. We our guys do play hard. I have to commend them for that. They follow the game plan. We play to our identity. You know, we've been resilient. I like where we've been. You know, like I said, you mentioned earlier, you know, we kind of waiting for, and then we kind of log down with a few other teams. And so it's a 20-game schedule. We got 8 games left, and we got 4 at home, 4 on the road. We've been really good on the road. Now we just have to be good at home. We dropped a couple at home early on that we were hoping to kind of capitalize on, because at the time we were 4-0 in the league. But then we've won some games on the road. We've been pretty good on the road. So now if we can just take care of business at home, because we've been in every game. We've had a chance to win every single game. So now we just got to take care of business at home this weekend and get some tough teams. And then kind of continue to do our job on the road. And then, you know, we got a legitimate shot, boss man, at finishing the top half of our conference play for the second consecutive year. Last year we finished 4th. This year we in the hunt for a top 2 seed. You know, McNeese would have to win a few more games for us to have a chance to catch them. But then as you get to the conference tournament, man, that's why they call it March Madness. And anything can happen, man. Anything can happen. And so we want to be playing our best basketball come March. That's what we want to be. And so to do that, we have to get, as I tell our guys, 1% better every day. And we try to have, you know, we need to go 1-0 every single day and just really focus on what's in front of us. You know, I thought when we started off the conference play 4-0, which is the best start in conference play here at Lamar in 24 years, I thought our guys got a little excited. Started hearing the, you know, all of the accolades, so we're doing great. And, you know, they start kind of looking ahead to, we got McNeese next weekend. But with the time, we had 2 home games coming up. And so I thought probably some of the young guys got caught looking ahead. And so, you know, you got to focus on what's in front of you. And so that happens. You know, my son, my oldest son is the associate head coach at Kentucky. And, you know, they started off 10-1 and, you know, they kind of had a few injuries. They going through a few struggles. And, you know, I've had some other guys that are good friends of mine. They kind of, they're different schools, the Big 12. They kind of going through things. And it's, your team is going to go through some things, some transition. So you have to be resilient. You have to have a next game, next play mentality. And you just got to be mentally tough enough and focused enough to focus on what's in front of you. And just keep going. And so I think our team has been good at that, you know, which is why we've been able to bounce back from a loss, or bounce back from a bad play. So, you know, we have to do the same now.
And Coach Bruce, it's in that same vein, Coach, you all bounce back from a tough November. And some teams fall into the tank when you have a tough November like the you had in November. And look at your guys rebounding and where they are today. So it speaks to what you said there, resilience, and respond to adversity. Because you know what you're about to know, Coach, adversity is going to happen in sports, you know, and in basketball, in life, period. So to bounce back from tough November and not go in the tank, a lot of testament to your guys and what the mentality of the young men that you have on your roster.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. We did have a tough November. We started off actually 1-5, and then we bounced back and won 5 in a row, and 4 of those were on the road. But just like you just mentioned, which is a great point, and that's one of the things I try to drive home to our guys, like you just said, sometimes it happens in sports, but not only that, it happens in life. I mean, you're going to have some difficulties in life, and that's kind of what I try to tell my guys. Hey, man, this is much like you're going to face as you become a young father, or you become a young leader of your family, or you leave sports and now you're in the working world. You're going to have some difficulties, man. That's just part of it. And you're going to have to learn how to respond to it. And, you know, failure are steps of the process to get to the top. It's not finality, you know. I mean, you just have to learn from some of your mistakes and your failures, and I think that's what we've done. You know, you have to mention that we actually lost B.B. Knight, who was one of our best guards last year, to injury, And he had surgery early and had surgery by first of January, but he stopped playing like in November. And so Adam Hamilton was out for in and out for a little while, our big kid, and he's finally back healthy. Jaden Barnes is a guard we had that's now back healthy with us. So we kind of gone through a few things, but we figured out how to band together and play well in spite of whoever we might have had missing. And we had good energy and good focus, and we learned how to play together. But our strength and our identity, as I talked to our guys about, it has to be how we defend, how we rebound, and how we run off play offense for each other. And so that's important to us because we play full court pressure. You know, we pick up after every made basket that we have, and we play full court pressure, and we try to. Sometimes it's not necessarily to turn people over, just to disrupt teams, and it gets us going, gives us some energy, and maybe make have teams, you know, not Fluente offense so easily, you know, on the shot clock. You know, maybe give them take a few seconds off the shot clock where they have to kind of scramble a little bit to get in the offense. So it's worked well for us. And when we defend at the right pace and play with some edge and rebound it. And then we can get out and play in transition offensively. You know, we got a good team. Got a good
Coach, when
team.
I blew on Sanji, when I went on ESPN Plus to watch what you were doing, man, I see multiple efforts by your guys defensively, active hands, you know, real close. I have to blow wave by close out. I'll see real close out. So you're doing, you teach coach, you're teaching them well, coach. It was a joy to watch you. I went back and got to prepare for the interview. I had to go back and see what you're doing. And I was like, yeah, I see active hands, see multiple efforts. He got playing the right way.
Yeah, I appreciate that. The way by closeouts, I hadn't heard that in a long time. But yes, that's real though. That's real what you just said, and that's something you have to constantly work on. And you know, quite frankly, you know, as a coach, you know, you want perfection, and but you know, you're not gonna get that. But that's the goal. And so, we try to be as good as we possibly can on closeouts and at guarding the ball and defending and the right rotations and. You know, it's a never-ending process trying to seek that perfection. That got to go 1-0 defensively on every possession. So, but that's our goal. And then at the end of the day, as my old high school coach says, is would say, I mean, whoever has 1 point more at the end of that when the clock reads zero is who's gonna win. So, with that said, you got to get stops, but you got to score the basketball. So we, you know, when we've taken care of the basketball offensively, not turning it over too much, and got quality shots. We've been good. Now for me, boss man, I play a little differently in that if we can get a really good shot in the first 5 seconds of the shot clock, we're gonna take it. And our whole thing then is go offensive rebounding. You know, that's better than playing against a set defense and, you know, getting a shot at the end of the shot clock, you know, dribbling around for 25 seconds and then playing against and of course against a set defense. So you got to be in pretty good shape to do that. We play about 9 or 10 guys, so we're able to do that sometimes, and we're good. I have a guy, young man from your area, from the Atlanta area, Terrence Dixon. He's a Georgia native, and this is his first year with us. And big kid, about 6'8" or 9", and he's doing well. He's doing well for us.
I'm glad to hear that, Coach. I love we have a Georgia guy on the roster. It makes warms my heart, Coach. I love it.
But man, it's the time of year. It's February now, and you know February is a short month, and you know before you know it, we out of February, and then we, and now it's on. It's you know it's the end of conference play after that time, and then March rolls around, and it's conference tournament time, and man, this is when all the excitement starts, and you know it's a lot of fun for some, a lot of heartbreak for others, but you know, I think it's all great. It's good for the game, and I love the game of college basketball, man. And I being back in my alma mater and having a chance to play for a tournament berth in March is exciting. You know, last year we got to the semifinals of the Southland Conference tournament, won 12 league games, 19 overall, and this year. The goal is, like always, to try to compete for a conference tournament championship. And so I think we're in a position to where we can do that, you know. But what's going to be exciting about this race is, man, that's probably about five other schools in our league that can say the same thing. And so it's going to make for an exciting finish in the Southland Conference. It's going to come down to the last day. And so, you know, the team that's most prepared and most connected and the toughest, as I always say, the toughest team was going to always win.
No doubt, Coach. Like you said, man, it's a dog fight there every night, man. But you're all playing different styles. And I think it was good that you, in the non-league play, play some different kind of styles. So to get your team ready for the style you're going to see in the Southland Conference, because Will plays a different way. So does Dave, and so does Rick and Jim and all these guys who I know very well. They all play different styles. So you have to get ready for that. So in non-league, doing what you did, you know, it was a little tough ride there. You guys can prepare. It's most seeing almost action. You don't see what you're gonna see for the most part.
Oh yeah,
through the year. That's key.
I think that's a great point. And I told our guys when we started the year, man, I put together the most challenging non-conference schedule we've had since I've been here. I said it's gonna be a tough non-league, so you guys are gonna have to just kind of stick with it, and just like we have an opportunity to win a lot of these games, but we have an opportunity to get beaten by a number of these teams because they're good teams. And as now you look back as to who we played, you know, of course, Texas Tech is really good. They just ended my old school Houston, their 33-game home win streak. They got a good basketball team. They're going to play deep into March. Texas A&M, we played them, played both of those teams on the road. They're going to play deep into March as the top of the SEC. We played Akron there. Akron is leading their league. They're winning their league. I mean, last time I looked, I think they're undefeated. I don't think they've lost yet. And then we played Omaha, who at the time, you know, people wondering, you know, Chris Crutchfield is doing a really good job there. And like, right, when how good is Omaha? You know, when Omaha beat us by three, I think, or something like that. But they're winning their league. So we had some tough non-conference games, and I thought it prepared us. And each one of those teams, as you just mentioned earlier, played different styles. You know, Akron shoots a lot of threes and play fast. Omaha plays a little different style. A&M is the best rebounding team I played against. Texas Tech is different. And so they're all difficult, but I thought it prepared us for conference play. And so now we're ready. It's not anything that we haven't seen. So we just not need to go out there and execute and play to our identity, as we've talked about before. And we got a chance to win. I like our team, though. We got Adam Hamilton, who's a senior, playing really well for us and doing a good job. 6'8 kid from Arizona, can really score around the basket and play out to the, you know, just beyond inside the 3-point line. We got a senior guard that's leading our league in assist turnover ratio, Jayshon Jackson, that's playing also very well. Got a kid from the Dominican Republic that's a junior, Alexis Mamaleos, playing good and doing a good job. So we've got a number of guys that are doing a solid job for us. And we got a senior guard that we had transfer in, Danquez Darcy, from Oklahoma. He was struggling with the transition in November, December, because the type of teams we were playing against that we just mentioned earlier, non-conference play, their styles were different and they were really good, but he's been working really hard. And so now in the last few weeks, he's playing really good, shooting about 50% from the three, not, you know, taking care of the ball pretty well. So I like our rotation. I like the, you know, where we are right now, and we're unique, I think, in that we still, can get better, and we're still working to get better. And so I like having a team like that in February that still has some energy, some pop, some juice, and it tough enough to understand and smart enough to understand that we're good, but not as good as we need to be yet. And let's just keep working. So that's kind of where we are. And again, the goal is, man, hopefully talking to you in March about, man, what a great conference tournament we had. And
that's our hope, guys. We claim it now, Coach.
Yeah, man. That's it right there, man. That's it. So it's exciting to look forward to that, man, you know, and I'm excited about it. So, you know, after I get off with you, we'll, you know, get to a staff meeting, watch some film, and start getting ready for this weekend, man.
No doubt, Coach Brooks. Thank you for your time today. I know you had a call up here and in the top of the hour, man. But definitely gotta get you on the show again, Coach, and talk with you. And like you said, Coach, I hope we're talking again in March after you win that thing again.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I thank you very much for having me. I see you got your red and gold on. I have to ask you, are you a Chiefs fan or is that just your colors for today?
It's my Atlanta Hawks gear, Coach.
Okay, Atlanta.
It's Atlanta Hawks gear.
Oh, okay, now we're talking. Now, I see the Hawks.
Hey, right here, Coach. I had to all the way up, but the other
I see. Okay, I got you. All right.
No, I'm Philadelphia. I mean, the Falcons don't know where to be found, Coach. So I'm going to go to the NFC team. The
Eagles.
Yeah. All right. Winning that Bird family still.
Yeah, it's a good deal. Good deal. Well, all right, man. Well, good deal. I appreciate you. Thanks for having me, the boss man. Appreciate
good time, it. Good Coach. Appreciate you, Coach. It was always fun.
All right. Thanks, man. All right. Bye.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.